If you live in Kansas, you know that summer means unrelenting heat. It's enough to chase many people who love to walk indoors. But fall finally seems to be here. And to celebrate, Lou Ann Stevens went hiking in an often overlooked Wichita park for this month's Hidden Kansas.
It's 7:30 on a weekday morning, and several people are on the main path at Pawnee Prairie Park. Couples, people alone, or walking their dogs. I'm in the north section of the park, which has a wide cement path with smaller horse trails that branch off into the woods. This park is a favorite of local equestrians, but hikers are welcome on all the paths and trails. This morning, I'm joined by Bill Barnett. His website, The Wilderness Hiker, includes photos and videos of his travels across the country. Pawnee Prairie is one of his favorite spots in Kansas.
There's two really nice parks here in the Wichita area. There's Chisholm Creek Park and Pawnee Prairie Park, and if you want to get in nature, they're wonderful, and they're just like right in town.
As we get underway, there are the usual sounds of nature, birds and bugs, and in the background you can hear some traffic from Tyler Road. You can also hear planes taking off and landing. The park is next to Eisenhower National Airport. But surprisingly, even with the planes, it's peaceful. The walkway winds through the woods, with branches often forming a canopy, bumping up against Cowskin Creek from time to time.
There's hedge trees, there's elm trees, there's other assorted hardwood trees in here. What this used to be is all grassland. So this is actually a different kind of wild.
The grassland is still there, short grass growing among the trees, shimmering in the early sun. There are fields with a mix of tall and short grasses and other plants, gold, tan, and rust, just starting to change colors as fall approaches. And wildlife.
There are lots of deer in here and every other kind of animal that you get around here. Foxes, coyotes, raccoons, possums, squirrels.
So, Pawnee Prairie Park is an escape to the quietness of nature. Okay, to a point. But even with the occasional plane or other distraction, a visit is definitely worth the time. It's a chance to let your mind relax, unwind, while also getting some exercise.
We need nature. It's part of staying healthy. We need to be in trees and birds and grass and not just concrete and develop cities. Cities are good, but we need this.
For The Range, I'm Lou Ann Stevens.
Hidden Kansas is produced at KMUW Studios and is part of the NPR Podcast Network. Each month, Lou Ann Stevens and Becky Tanner explore intriguing spots across our state. You can read more about Lou's hike at Pawnee Prairie Park at KMUW.org.
The candidates for November are set.
I know Donald Trump's tight.
Between now and Election Day.
We are not going back.
A campaign season unfolding faster.
Kamala Harris is not getting a promotion.
Than any in recent history.
Make America great again.
Follow it all with new episodes every weekday on the NPR Politics Podcast.